My name is Carolina Teresa.
And I'm Melissa Rich.
And this is Hoes with Feelings. So I think we should do a temp check. Check in on each other.
Okay, great.
Okay. How are you feeling? What's going on?
I feel good. I leave tonight. Well,
for the wedding.
For the wedding at like 4. Well, I have to go leave for the airport at like 4 a.m.
Melissa's sister's getting married and she's the maid of honor.
There's two maid of honors. Which helps, it takes a little pressure off. Yeah, because I was like obviously kind of stressed out about like the speech and like the, you know, present giving, all these things. It's been really nice to have my other sister in that situation with me.
Cute.
Yeah. Do you notice anything about my forehead?
Did you get Botox?
I got Botox.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't notice it until you said it, but it does look tight.
I really got Botox. I went to a place where I don't usually go anymore. I like have a person who I will like go to their house. They were out of town. So I went back to my like spot and where they have it like recorded of whatever you do. And I think I wasn't getting as much as the last time because I am frozen.
Yeah,
which
bitch.
Is great. Which is
it
great.
It looks like, so tight. Like I want to touch it. Come on, let me.
That it feels like a regular forehead. It's just like.
If it just looks so
move.
Tight.
Right. Like, no, I can't be confused to save my life.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm screaming, bitch.
Surprise. It's a good one. It's a good one. Ah. You scared me. Like what? It's crazy. But okay. I feel amazing. Like
I
as soon as
just gonna ask
as
you.
Soon as I went back, I was like, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels so much better. I'm very happy. I'm happy with the lady who I had. It does feel a bit heavy. Like, I always get, like, a lift because I do like to be able to arch. I really can't arch right now, and that sucks. But otherwise, I'm really happy. And I think I feel, like, pretty excited for the festivities.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like—
I love weddings.
Of course.
I like attending them more than I like being in them, but I love weddings.
I mean, this is higher stakes.
Yeah.
This is higher stakes, so that's whatever. And, like— I've been planning around it for so long that, like, I'm kind of excited to, like, just reap the benefits of that. Do you know
well,
what I mean?
You know, you're excited
fun,
for the main event.
Family. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I didn't go to Berlin this past week. I was going to go to Berlin.
Why were you going to go to Berlin?
A friend's birthday.
Okay.
But I felt that I shouldn't be showing up straight off of that trip to the wedding. Because I'd be giving more cross-eyed, you know, cookie.
Also, I feel like you always show up at a family event off of a plane.
1,000%.
Often you.
I've been really trying to make an effort to, like, not do that. Like, off of the summer to go for her wedding shower, I was like, obviously, I'll fly in from Europe. I was like, no, let me go home, change bags. Don't, like, show up like a crazy person. You know, just being a little bit more adult about things.
Somebody offered us a cruise in Greece. And in order for us to go on the cruise, Melissa would have had to like go straight from the.
From Turkey.
It would have been like a lot, but it was like we had to think about it. You had to think about it and talk about it.
You know, it's tough to turn down a free cruise.
It's
really tough to turn down a free cruise. But ultimately, it's a cruise.
And that's growing up. Growing up is turning down free vacations sometimes because you have to.
That sucks.
I know.
I hated that sentence.
Remember when I had to turn down the vacation to Italy after Scotland? Jasmine was like,
oh, right.
To Italy.
I thought that was Nice.
Uh-uh. Where's
Weren't you going to go to France?
No, it was France and Italy.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
wherever
why didn't you
she
do
was
that?
At, because I literally had just gotten off a plane and I was tired and I was missing my
husband.
Well,
it sounds like you were already at the airport, so you could have just hopped over.
Listen, everybody was like, don't you dare.
I know.
My mom.
You were gone for like a month.
My dad. Yeah. I was gone for like a month. They were like, how dare you?
Right.
What else? What else is going on? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling.
My sister.
I'm feeling like volatile stress. I like right now I feel
wedding
good in
related?
The moment. I think so. Like it just really shows me. And one thing that I always like hate, like I don't want to say hate about my mom, but like really get annoyed with my mom. Like growing up, if we were like going on a trip or whatever, any stressful situation, she was just like in a bad mood, making everyone crazy. And what do I find myself doing? that exact thing. Like, I couldn't find my shoes for like 2 days, the shoes that I was going to wear. Poor leisure center. You know, I'm just like, I'm not fun to be around when I'm in these stressful situations. And he's done a great job helping me like diffuse. I've really just been trying to like actively diffuse my own
stress
turns into anger really quickly. It sucks.
We are the same.
I'm like, why am I being a bitch? Because I just feel stressed out, kind of.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
I feel overwhelmed, so you'll all feel overwhelmed.
Exactly.
Like, I feel stressed, so you'll all feel stressed.
Well, had we not found the shoes this morning, we meaning him, I was like, well, I guess I'm going to fucking Rainbow after the pod. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, it adds on a million different things. And then I was like, well, can I wear these like Lucite shoes? It's also just hard to be like so restricted
with the bridesmaid's dress.
Yeah. So it's like, and then I'm like, they're not Lucite like stripper shoes, but like they're low and everything. But I could see my sister being like, you wore stripper shoes to my wedding. So just really glad that I found the proper beige heels that are going to be okay.
God, that just makes me think about Kendra. Like, what if Kendra gets married and she becomes a bridezilla? I'll kill her.
My sister's not even being bridezilla to the.
But I could see my sister becoming one.
Of course.
It would
be easier a little bit if she was being a bridezilla, because then I could be like, oh my God, she's being a bitch. She's being so reasonable. Mm. I'm just scared that I'm going to fuck it up. You know
You're
what I
not.
Mean? I know. Really trying to. Ooh, you know what I wanted to talk to you about? And then we'll do your temp track. I have gone to this healer twice now. I've told you nothing about this.
No. What kind of healer?
Body coding. I had never heard of this. This is a friend who does happen to be an influencer.
She put her hands on you?
No, it's all on FaceTime. It's all on FaceTime. I've never experienced anything like this. What, the best part is you don't even have to talk. It's like an intuitive, almost computer system thing that they do where they like are scanning your body and receiving messages and figuring it out like, okay, there's a feeling in the spleen and it's discomfort. How long has it been there since you were 17? Whatever. Let's clear that out. Done. You feel lightness like you've never received, and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to talk it out and find out where this came from. It actually doesn't matter. It's been stored in your body and now it is released. It is gorgeous.
I'm intrigued, but I'm skeptical.
I knew you would
But also, I'm intrigued. How much is this?
$80.
Okay, not bad.
It's not bad. Leisure Center did it. Here's the crazy thing is like, it processes for a set amount of days, 3 or 4 days.
Uh-huh.
The first time I did it, the processing was kind of hard. Here's the other crazy thing is sometimes it's generational. So it'll literally be like hopelessness. On your mother's, 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 father's, mother's, whatever. You know what I mean? Like back generations. I know this is sounding kooky to a lot of people, but like some of you are like, yeah, exactly. It's just like stuff that you would never be able to dig out through talk therapy, even though I think that is like extremely useful. It just seems like this is like streamlined and really quick. Not that it solves everything immediately, but I don't know. That's been making me feel
okay. Well, when I come into $80, I might hit you up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because I'm on a budget.
Questions. Hosefeelings@gmail.com. I'll tell you about it.
Yeah. Hosefeelings@gmail.com.
But that's been really cool. And I think Leisure Center has really noticed some things in his reading as well.
Oh, wow.
I know. Which, like, if you have a guy who, you know, doesn't want to do therapy, doesn't want whatever, it's a perfect guy therapy thing. So you don't have to like say anything or do anything.
I would love to get Hamide to do that. I would love to, but I just don't know if he would even hear
me
in this moment. No, I just think he's just not in a space to hear any of my nonsense.
Well, tell us about your date night. This was a full circle close.
What date night?
The Black Coffee concert.
Oh my God, yes. So here's the thing. I don't know why, but I spent 3 days at my sister's house in New Jersey, literally by myself because she tricked me. She told me to come out there with my cat because she had mice and she wanted my cat to do a job for her.
I'm just confused about the tricking. Like, what did she say? Like, I need you to stay here for 3 days?
Yeah, but she made it seem like she was going to be there. She also promised to drive me and my cat back for when I need to be back in the city. And she, as soon as I got up there, she's like, what are you talking about? I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going to Barbados. And I said, why, Kendra? Why?
So she hired you as sort of a live-in exterminator.
Hired me. It was free.
Or yeah. Okay, that is a trick, I guess.
It's a trick.
But it does seem like you were told the job. I'm not defending, but you were told you're going to stay here with your cat, but you just thought like she was going to be there. You didn't think you were going to be alone in New Jersey.
But I also said, you have to bring me back
this night. Okay, yeah, that's
because I have to go to Black Coffee. And she's like, what? And I'm like, Kendra, sisters are something else. I know. Sisters are the devil, but you love them. So anyways, I'm there. And then I don't know why. First of all, I do think it's my period. I talked to my doctor today. He said he's going to up my Prozac. I've just been in such an up and down mood. I think I'm actively trying to fight the bad mood, the depression, the lows. And I'm actively trying to fight it. So I am in general in a better mood. But I just got to fart around. I hung out with my friends that live in New Jersey. I hung out with my Theo Juan. He took me to dinner. And I just got in this mode where I was like, I hate Hamidé. Not so much that I hate him, but I was just like, I'm so loving to him and he's not loving enough to me, more affectionate and sweet to me. And I just don't like that. And this relationship wouldn't even be fun if I wasn't here, And I'm the one who brings everything into this relationship that makes it fun and affectionate and sexy.
Yeah.
And Hamidé just kind of is there acting like he doesn't want to do the things that I want to do, even though deep down I think he does.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I was kind of thinking those things, but then when I got off the train and I saw him, I was like, so I started a fight immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. He went to kiss me and I just, when someone tries to kiss you and you just leave your mouth plain and you're like,
yeah, yeah. But you were mad because he didn't come to New Jersey.
I think I was mad because he didn't come to New Jersey.
Yeah.
He could have finished work and come to New Jersey and slept with me at Kendra's house.
And were you maybe making yourself hate him
because he didn't come?
Being sad. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe it was something to focus on. Either way, I started a big fight. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of
went to a bar.
No, no. The bar before we went to Madison Square Garden for me to get a drink.
Okay.
So I started the fight there. And then when we were walking to Madison Square Garden, I tried to temper it. I tried to say, Carolina, go and have fun.
Yeah.
But then I saw these couples walking by holding hands. And then I was annoyed that he wasn't holding my hand.
Right.
And so that made me mad. So then we get to Madison Square Garden and it was fun, but that's because I was drinking and I took an edible and I was just kind of in my own zone.
The video I saw of him, I was like,
he was having so much fun. He was having fun.
And I was very happy for you.
I guess sometimes his fun is not up to my standard. And that's
he looked really into it.
He did look into it. But I think, and it was me. And I was thinking to myself, if I was here with Melissa or one of my other friends, we would be having more fun.
Well, yeah.
But that's just because his fun and my fun, his fun to me is a 2. My fun to him is probably a 20.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I guess it just depends then, how important is that aspect to the relationship? Because you could marry someone who's oh my God, a 20 on the fun scale, but then you have to do the taxes and the bills. You know what I mean?
Well, that will not do.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Your relationship has a lot of other positives is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And he's still fun. And I think that he is loosening and adjusting to life in America.
I think I'm just in a place where and maybe it's because he's there. It's funny. He gets on my nerves, but Sydney's also in the house with us, and I love Sydney. Literally everything Sydney does is hilarious to me. She's so fun. It's just such a light fun, and she just is so sweet to me. But then at Hamidé, I'm just like, mind you, he the one paying the bills in the house.
Right.
He the one taking care of us. But I'm like, I don't know. But I am fighting it, and we've been talking a lot, though. What I will say is, we've just been having to talk, and it's been good. Because the conversation, we had to talk after we had that moment. And then I found out that he really wants me to help him more with his immigration stuff. And he thinks I should be taking that more seriously. And I told him that I want to be more sexually adventurous. I said, when we first got married, you said you would be down. And now we don't even talk about sex anymore.
Well, that's before he got tied up. He's probably traumatized.
Okay, that's valid. That's valid. No, I did tie him up and he did not like it. things didn't go well.
That's probably what he thinks of when you say sexually adventurous. He's like, what physical ailment am I going to sustain?
Well, I was like, I just want to do something fun. We're going to do it this coming Monday. And I told him, I was like, what if we do like role play? Mm. And I was like, you know, like,
what did he say?
He said, I think he was like falling asleep.
What's his character?
I was saying like, we could do like teacher, student, doctor, patient. Mm. I think I'm really into doctor, patient. Or like,
you're the doctor, obviously.
No, oh, he no, be the doctor. Oh, I'm okay, the patient. Fine. But the only thing is, I feel like he doesn't know how to play these kind of games. So like, I'm going to have to kind of be like.
Yeah, you're going to have to really yes
also,
and.
Also, cops. Cop and thief.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's out of my wheelhouse, I gotta say. I've never done that.
Me neither. I just want to try it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's never really appealed to me. I'm sure I could get into it. Whatever. No, I think that would be actually really fun for you guys particularly. Because once Tom got there, I think he would actually love it. I think he'd be obsessed.
I mean, I hope so. We'll see. And then, but I told him, I was like, if you don't want to do role playing, then you need to come up with your own idea of something sexually adventurous that we can do.
That, I think, is tea. He, yeah. Like, as you're finding out more things about him, because, mm-hmm. like, the audience has to understand, he is a
Muslim.
Solid. No, I just mean, like, a solemn, responsible, strong, gorgeous, beautiful person in a way that you're not going to get. He's not wearing his heart on his sleeve.
No,
in a way that he's expressing whatever, like he is contained, you know?
Well, my therapist was like, do you think he loves you? And I was like, I know he loves me, but it's like, there's, you know, I need a little bit of pizzazz.
I know, but I think you can pull that out of him.
The world is so depressing right now. Like, I need a little pizzazz. Mm-hmm. I need a little chicky-chicky-boom-boom.
You can pull it out of him.
You're already
pulling out all these different things.
Well, I'll tell you what, this morning he let me look at his balls. And he was really, like, because I saw this thing on Basketball Wives.
Is he usually hiding his balls from you?
No, like, he had a towel on. And this woman on Basketball Wives says, you can tell if your man is cheating if his balls are full. But if they look empty and like deflated and small, then that means he's recently expunged them.
What if he jerks off in the shower?
Exactly. I asked him, I was like, did you jerk off in the shower? He said, no. I said, well, then let me see your balls.
Okay.
And he let me see them.
Were they full?
Yeah, they looked full.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's cheating, but I just wanted to like test the theory.
Right.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I don't know if I would look at balls and know if they were full or not.
So judgmental.
I'm not judging you for a second. I'm more so judging my knowledge of balls. Like, would I be able to look and be like, that sack is full? I guess, like, I get what you mean when they're like hanging. But I also thought that was kind of like genetics. I gotta say, I'm not.
What you have to do is, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but if I were to test this theory, I would wait until after we had sex. This is what I'm going to do. Next time we have sex, I'm going to look at his balls and I'm going to see what that looked like.
I think you got to like get multiple times of day, climate, because they get cold. They scrunch up. I got to say, I have very little interest in balls.
They just looked full.
I would have no idea. I would have no idea, like full, not full, anything. Mm. I would have no clue. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I might
be
wrong.
That says about me.
No, I mean, I have no idea, too.
I don't doubt
the
theory.
I'm just assuming they looked.
Did you think he wouldn't let you look at his balls?
He's so conservative. I feel like I tell people this. My husband is so conservative. He's Muslim. He grew up in Africa in a predominantly Muslim country in a society where, like, men and women were separate. You know what he was telling me yesterday? What? He told me that his family, like, even if you send your clothes out to wash, like if you have a wash lady, she would not wash your underwear. Like, it's weird for like someone who's not your wife to see your underwear. Undies. So, yeah.
I would like that rule if I did laundry.
So you have to wash Frank's undies. Underwear?
I would prefer to not even do that, honestly. If you really wanted me to, I would.
No, but you would have to. This is what I'm saying to you.
Oh, all the time.
You
would
and then, like, there's all these rules about, like, what you can and cannot do with, like.
But then it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
That's what I mean. Every time we talk about when you're like, Hamide's not doing this, Hamide's, I'm like, the strides this man has made.
Yeah.
It's really very impressive.
Yeah,
I understand, and I'm not like, you need to change standards. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm not. I'm not going to change my standards, and I shouldn't have to, but I am, and I have made a lot of compromises. Mm-hmm. And there are just some times when I'm feeling really sad and I'm feeling really low and I'm fucking battling depression where the answer is simply to come and give me a hug and a kiss and tell me I'm the most beautiful girl in the world.
Yeah.
Y dasi.
I wonder what will like really get him there. If it's going to be just gradual, you know. But I got to say,
I'm being really dramatic. I just need him to get there a little bit quicker because I feel at this point we've been married for 3 years. I told him, I said, I'm going to LA on the 19th. I said, maybe I'll stay there the whole month.
Well, no, you're not going to do that.
You don't know that.
But also, I think what I am hearing is having the same fight a bunch of times.
Yes.
Is the most frustrating thing
it is. That can happen in a relationship. And that's why I'm just at a point where I'm like, I shouldn't even have to think about this.
Right.
And the other thing that drives me crazy is he'll be like, I am doing that. I am affectionate. And I'm like,
I know. Wait, are you talking about this in therapy?
No, we're not doing couples therapy anymore.
Oh, okay.
So we stopped like about a month ago because it was really, really, really expensive. Mm. And we on a budget.
What if I do
I'm
it?
I'm in my therapy.
I
would love for you to be our couples therapist. Will we fight, me and you? Probably. Because I feel like you'll be on Mamadé's side.
That's so true. I wanted to fight the old therapist
anyway, but she also was like very Hamadé inclined.
It's hard to not be on Hamadé's side.
People in my, that's not the thing.
But I get
my
it.
Whole family is on his side.
My boyfriend is more likable than me as well. And that's like.
Is that what it is? Probably.
For me, it's science
that
and facts.
That sucks. I don't like it that he's more likable
than me. I don't like it
me.
Either.
I think I am more fun.
Definitely. But like, okay, this is a friend of my theory where there's a black cat and a golden retriever in the relationship.
And you are the black cat.
I'm the black cat.
Am I the black cat?
I think you're the black cat.
What?
Because it's like one's a little sneakier and like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, you know, cute, fun, sweet angels. And we're like
but
the little demons.
But I think golden retrievers are fun and we're fun.
You don't think black cats are fun?
That's true. I do think black cats are fun. They're fun in like a bad way. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I see it.
I know. Not my theory, but I think it stands.
Yeah, it stands.
Speaking of our topic.
Ah.
Rule breaking. Black cats break the rules.
Black cats break the rules.
Well, I wanted to ask you, when you made the list of things, you put rule breaking on there. What made you put that?
I don't know. I think about this all the time. Like, why am I so, and not to say that I'm the most, of course there are bitches who are like way more deviant than me.
Right.
But like there is like.
Deviant's the right word.
Deviant is the right word. Black cats are deviant, but there's something about me, the way that I live my life. And I see this in you as well, where I'm just like this a little bit. And I'm just like this a little bit. And then I'm sometimes like. I'm used to it. Even, I mean, just Disney period, villain. Even when I'm with Hamadé and I'm like, even when I'm fighting with Hamadé and it's like, I've started the fight.
Yes.
I'm the one that's in a bad mood. This doesn't even need to be happening right now, but there's something inside of me that's just like,
cat playing with the
with
mouse
the dead mouse,
or whatever.
With the mouse.
Totally.
And also, I think that we both, I think it's interesting because there are people in life who like strictly follow the rules. There are rules I will not break. And then there are rules that I will always break.
Right.
And I think we're similar in that way. And I think that a lot of people could relate to that. They think about that or they don't think about it.
Right.
And they should.
They should. Well, I think there is an adrenaline aspect to it. You know what I mean? Like that's even like some people say, like when you like don't pay your credit card bill on time, you're like, yeah, I'm excited or whatever. Like, I guess I seek out adrenaline in ways that I don't even really realize it. You know what I
mean?
I
never heard that before about the not paying the credit card bill. You're seeking adrenaline. That's probably why I didn't do my taxes for 4 years.
Totally. Oh, my God. Whoa. That is so funny. Sometimes I forget about that. And then you say it and I'm like, 4 years.
I didn't do them.
I get that, though.
And I wasn't
going to do them. It's annoying.
It is
really
annoying.
And they don't
really
say anything.
And they didn't say anything to me.
Wow, that's on them.
And then I did them. And then I did
and
them.
And they were like, no, thanks to you.
No, like, and they also gave me money back.
Well, that was dumb on their part.
No, why?
You know when, like, because they could have been like, you didn't pay this for 4 years. We're keeping this money. You know what I mean? Do you know what I've been doing? Right now, I don't have anyone calling me. But in the past, when I've had, like, credit cards I'm not paying at the moment, they'll call you and be like, you have to pay this amount. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to. Like, I would, they'd be like, hey, the minimum is, you know, 250 or whatever. And be like, I can give you 70. And they're like, oh, thank you. Like, yeah, I spent that money. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm in the position of power here. You want my money. Like, I'll give you this small amount.
I saw someone on TV, like, talking, I mean, really? On TikTok, talking about something kind of similar.
It's not good advice. It's not good advice.
Yeah,
but it's
just going to say, Melissa, this is good advice for me, like, but it's not good advice for you.
Yeah, not for, like,
you know? Not for the audience.
The world, yeah. But you are more times, and I think that goes with rule, like, you're more times in a position of power than you realize. Mm. And then that's why I think I'm, like, generally not, like,
pressed
to follow whatever rule is set out. Well, the reason we did it this week is because when we were out, I got in a little trouble with a civilian at the club.
Honestly, a snitch. Like, not an a full snitch, but like
nerd.
Nerd ass bitch. Like, it got me really mad.
I'm, like, getting a little bit enraged thinking about it.
And then I feel like for at least 10 minutes after he said something to you or they said something to you, I was like,
we were both mad. We had to leave the dance floor.
We both were like, looking at them like.
We'll start at the top. We're at Nowadays, which I will say.
Yeah.
This is one club that before you enter, you go into a little room and they give you rules. And I'm not even opposed to it. I'm not opposed to, like, the process of that. It feels like, okay, we're about to have an experience. It's kind of like the people are always cool. It's rules that are like, no racism, homophobia, whatever, mm-hmm. like good rules.
It's like, don't take pictures because we want you to be dancing.
Then they say no phones.
Talking on the dance floor. Like, if you want to chat, go out into the patio, go
me,
out, whatever.
The
I like
no
that
phones,
one.
The no phones and the no talking, those are rules they know people are going to kind of break.
Like you
they
want
don't
me
want
to go
everyone
see my
filming
friend?
The whole time. Great. I love that rule.
Me and my friend are sitting here dancing in silence?
No. They know everyone's going to break that. They just don't want people like hang out. They want people to focus on the dancing. So to me, those are like two different sets of rules where it's like, we're maybe going to break the last couple ones. Whatever. We go in. It's my friend's first time DJing at this venue. It's kind of like a cool deal. She's DJing for like 5 or 6 hours. Like, very cool. I take one quick picture just because I know she's going to want that memory. Cute. This absolute narc ass bitch says, no phones. I like swing around and I go, do you work here? And he says, no, but I can get someone who does. Okay.
Sir, I'm so sorry.
I would
drop
kick you.
I'm so
stupid,
sorry. Are you
stupid
a secret spy that you need to be? First of all, no one has the camera pointed at you.
First of all,
so
it literally came out of the fucking woodwork. From
why
who's talking
mad?
To you? Who's talking to you?
It's giving teacher's pet.
And literally me down. Literally teacher's pet. I literally want to be like, what? Is this your first time on Molly? Or are you just like super hyped up? You know what I mean? But even if it was, you probably would have been like, oh, cool. She put her phone away. You know what I mean? It's like, what is wrong with you?
No, Melissa, you need to follow the rules.
This is what gets me.
What is tall ass?
This is
or there.
What gets me. What? How did that affect his life at all?
Not
me
one
taking one
bit.
Quick picture and putting my phone directly away. It's not like I was like, you know, the whole crowd, whatever. Like, I get it. And I go to lots of parties that are no phones or they'll put a sticker over your camera or whatever. I don't have a problem with it. I'm not like, you know, whatever. I was just like, this would be a cute moment to capture for my fucking friend who's the DJ. Who invited you here, you fucking loser? We got here on the list. How about that?
Ooh.
What are you doing here? Now I'm mad again. Anyway, I just don't think that people should be so excited to tattletale when it's not affecting them.
I do not
you
like
know
a
what
tattletale.
I mean?
I do not like a tattletale. And
you know what? A lot of people would probably be like, oh, Melissa loves to cut the line. Yeah, sometimes I do when it's easy and I feel like it's not the biggest deal in the world. I understand why people get pissed about that. Because you are getting affected by that.
I just
this man
TikTok
was in no
guy.
Way affected. This
I
man
just
was
saw
not
a TikTok
affected.
Of someone on saying like, stop cutting the line. Stop cutting the line for the club. Sweetie, you're 21 years old. And I know for a fact that this person is young because they talk about just graduating from college all the time.
Right.
Sweetie, you're 21 years old and you have it in you to wait on this line. But mama don't got it in her to wait on this line. So if I don't have to wait on a line, I'm not going to wait on a line. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Especially if I know that I can walk up to a door with my crazy friend Melissa and she's going to get us in there and she's going to make me not have to wait on a line. So I'm not supposed to wait on a line because you're a little 21-year-old sensitive behind, can't take the fact that I don't have it in me. My ankles are weak. My knees are weak. My shoulders are weak. All I have is a little bit of Sauvignon Blanc that I've consumed and my dignity. Let me go in front. You're young. I'm sorry.
Tia, I just got so mad. That was like the Pledge of Allegiance. I love that. Well, especially if it's legit. If you know a door person or whatever, absolutely cut the line. I was talking more about like, I'm
supposed to get to the back
in.
Of the line because I don't want to hurt Amber's feelings.
Well, that's insane. That's insane.
Do you want some more wine?
Yeah, sure. I think like it comes for me from being in like a strict family environment where I was just like the only way that I can live how I want to live, which was, you know, being a 25-year-old at the age of 10, I was going to have to sneak around, you know? I was going to have to, well, I don't know why I felt like this was a challenge. Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just knew that like, unfortunately, lying to my parents, sneaking around, saying I was at, you know, a friend's house when there was a party or whatever. I was like, I don't want to do this.
I want to
lie to your face? No, I don't want to.
Yeah.
You've given me no choice. So I think that that's just been like so ingrained in me that sometimes when I am breaking a rule, I'm like, why did I do that? I actually didn't need to do that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes.
I can relate to the breaking the rule without needing to break the rule, but just like doing it. But that's also like the little sexy part though.
Well, sometimes it's just really in my subconscious. Like I leave the bar with a drink a lot. And oftentimes no one notices because that's an innocent crime pretty much.
Or I go
to I was recently again in the Bushwick area. I was at Happy Fun Hideaway, a water. I have literally a water in a cup. I walk out the door and someone's like, excuse me, you're leaving with a drink. And I was like, oh my God, so sorry, it's water. And I put it down. They're like, it's still a cup. Sue me. Sue me for your plastic cup. What are you talking about?
Like, you know who always exits the venue with her cup?
Rihanna. Yeah.
It's icon behavior.
It is. She does it better. But it's
she is the queen
of
it
because
she will
crime.
Walk out of a restaurant with a full wine glass and it's
to paparazzi. Yeah,
and
it's actually gorgeous. Yeah, sometimes you don't want to leave a drink. Like
it's like maybe I'm thirsty or I just paid for this and it's time for me to go. Yeah, I will do the same thing.
Absolutely,
I'll sneak a drink out.
Into an Uber. Yeah,
rules that I like to break is like I love to smuggle things into places.
I love that.
I mean, I almost got kicked off semester at sea, Melissa. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
I almost got kicked off semester C, which is the study abroad program that I did in college. We're on a ship. I don't know why I did that. It was actually a ship. And we traveled around the world and you were not allowed to bring. Yeah, it was pretty much a cruise.
It was a college on a cruise.
So we're not allowed to bring alcohol onto the boat. And I said, well, that will not do because they weren't. And this is going to make me whatever. They weren't giving us any real alcohol. They would give you like a little bit of wine and you would have to pay for these drink tickets and you get like a little sip of wine.
Right.
Three little sips of wine. So I was like, I'm going to sneak because, you know, I have the metal in my knee. I've got 6 screws and a metal plate in my knee because I played rugby in college anyways. So then I would take the alcohol, like I would buy alcohol in whatever country we were. And then I would like put it between my legs, wear a skirt, not in the coquita, but like just between the thighs. And like walk on, go through the metal detector.
That's impressive to like walk with a bottle.
I would just float by with through the metal detectors.
Sorry, it's my metal knee.
Yeah, and I'd be like, you know, and then I've got my scar. So, you know, at the end of the day, like there was this one like kind of like RA. They were grad students.
Yeah.
But they were all like RAs. Anyways,
the biggest narcs.
Fucking narc. This girl hated me from the beginning. Like literally when she met me, she hated me. And she one day just, I don't know, maybe it was her spidey senses tingling, but she said, search all of my friends' rooms. And what's crazy is she searched Jesslyn's room first and Jesslyn called me and was like, bitch, they searched my room. She's from Alabama. She was like, they just searched my room. Y'all better clear that shit out of there. And I was like, well, I'm finishing my final. They went and found all my alcohol and I almost got kicked off. I loved.
Did you have to like sit in a room and they yelled at you and stuff like that?
Oh my God. I got yelled at in Spanish by the dean or whatever it was. Mm. His name was Eddie and he was Mexican. And it was like all white people in the room and Monkey Fingers, who also stepped up with me and was like, I also smuggled it in because she didn't want me to get kicked off the boat.
That is so nice.
Ride or die. So he's yelling at me in Spanish. Wow. He's like, you think this is funny? He was like, you want to sit here and play with all your little white friends and bring all this alcohol in here? He was like, you should be ashamed of yourself. This is, he's saying this to me in Spanish. It's way more dramatic. Mm-hmm. And he's like, your mother and your father are immigrants, because he does know that about me. And he's like, they didn't come to this country for you to be throwing away opportunities, bitch. He dragged me. Mind you, he's speaking to me in Spanish. Everybody else doesn't understand what's going on. Me, you're I'm like, sobbing.
Ah, I am, of course.
I'm like shaking. I'm like, lo siento, por favor. Por favor. Like, lo siento. Like, I didn't mean, I'm going off. That's it. But that's damn. My favorite
that
kind of rule breaking.
That
it did
you on
keep
the
me on the boat. It did. And Monkey Fingers also stepping up that it
that's
wasn't
huge.
Just me.
That's huge.
My favorite kind of the smuggling and I would never steal from a store because I'm black. And my daddy was always like, never steal from a store because I'm not going to jail to bail
from?
Nobody out. Oh, I steal
people
from
know?
Like people I know, but not my friends. But like, I steal from my sister all sure. the time. I literally stole these eyelashes that I'm wearing from my sister.
I was going to say your lashes look great.
Thank you so much. I stole them from my sister. I stole two conditioners from her. She had all this extra
this
conditioner.
No, this is not actually stealing. This is you getting paid for what you were doing.
But I've been doing this for years.
Sure, fine. But this time it was fine.
Like, Kendra has something and it's never anything big. It's always like little things. But there's just something inside of me that's evil where it's like, I steal from my sister. And it's like more like borrowing, because like if she needs it back, I'll give back to her. But I only steal things that she doesn't like need. Like if she's got five deep conditioners, I'm taking one.
Yeah.
It's only my sister.
And that's fine. That's sharing resources at the end of the day. I feel like all through high school, I was like on the run from the law every single weekend because I lived in the suburbs.
Melissa, you really are a rule breaker. You're a bad gal.
Well, it's not like I have any bad intentions. You know what I mean? It was not. I only wanted to have a good time. There was always fun parties, house parties. We just lived in the type of suburb where there was just so much police force. And all they had to do was bust high school kids' parties.
What did police force need to do in the suburbs? I don't
Literally nothing. No. Literally nothing. Like
ruin your life.
Ruin my fucking life. I was arrested at 16. For drinking and having sex in a car. But I was drinking and it was really dramatic.
It's my biggest fear.
It was crazy. It was crazy. Like, I know that they have to like scare you and whatever, but it was like, okay.
They didn't scare
you? No, but they were trying. I was more just like,
who was in the jail with you?
Tell my mom. Oh, it was like, you know, I was by myself. Like, it wasn't like super.
You were like in the jail.
Yeah. Like, okay. It was a very cushy situation. But they were trying to be, you know, rough with me
Did they slam their hand down and said, fucking tell me who bought you the alcohol?
No. They were just kind of like, you're a bad kid or like shit like that. Where I was just
going
like,
down a bad path, Melissa.
Right.
You need
exactly.
Change.
It was very much like that. You want to go to college? You want to whatever? And I'm like, yeah, and I'm probably going to be doing this in college, too. Like, I was just like, it's drinking.
Yeah.
Everyone relax.
Drinking the devil's juice.
I was not driving. Like, oh my God. Whatever. It was really dramatic all through high school. And then I'm grounded. My parents are like, you can't get, you know, it was just like, okay, everyone relax. Whatever. I feel like you're looking at me like they were right.
No, I'm just saying you really was a bad gal.
Okay, what are you on the police force telling me I'm going down the wrong path?
No,
oh my God.
Melissa, I love it. You obviously didn't go down the wrong path.
But here's the thing. Everything is relative. I feel like in the Catholic school environment, people
saw me
that way.
Did you go to Catholic high school too?
In 2 years and 2 years.
Oh, so 2 years in,
2 years
out.
Catholic, all girls, which like everyone's doing the same shit.
Oh no, I went. Liliana went to an all girls school. She was being bad.
It's actually much worse.
And they were being bad.
Yeah.
She told me about one day everyone in her class took edibles. Everyone in the class took edibles.
You've told me that. And I'm like, I wish that we had the opportunity to do that.
That's crazy.
That would be so funny.
I think that's so crazy.
That's insane. Yeah. But like, wow. Really cool. not cool. Not cool. But like, I would have loved that. As a high schooler, are you kidding? That's so funny. But I'm just saying, like, everyone was doing the same shit, you know, in different ways. Everyone was going to, like, keg parties. Everyone's whatever. This is not the crime of the century. This is not, we're murdering people.
You aren't the first and you won't be the last.
Literally. Like, I was just like.
What's the biggest rule you've ever broken?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't admit this on camera. I feel like you're always trying to get me arrested. I'm just kidding.
Well, now you're making me want to know more. If you don't want to tell me now, you have to tell me after this and do your second biggest rule.
Well, you know what? Okay. If we're not talking law breaking, like a general rule of the public, I don't know. I feel like, I don't want to incriminate myself. Damn. I plead the fifth. It's not even bad. It's not even bad.
Damn, Melissa.
It's not even that bad. Maybe I've accidentally flew with some substances. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I didn't even think about that as that
sorry.
Bad.
I was just like, I don't want to admit it on camera. You know, when I run for office. No, when I run for office.
I did it before, but it was by mistake.
It was in a country that was pretty tight on security.
What country?
Israel.
Damn.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. It was on accident.
No.
It was on accident. And I got searched. I got searched hard.
Well, where
looking
was it?
In pages of books like crazy.
Where was it?
Whatever. I've said too much. I said too much.
Okay. I mean, that's happened to me, but I didn't even do it on purpose. I legit didn't even do it on purpose. I completely forgot that.
That was the same thing.
It was in my purse. It was in my purse in a little pocket. They didn't see it. And I was coming from Mexico.
I was wearing platform boots and like a sparkly hat that said New York that I had bought in that city.
I know exactly what you're talking about. You were looking like, to be fair,
but it was like, I just couldn't fit the shit in my bag. Like I looked crazy, but I was like, these are all of my biggest items. I looked psycho.
She said, I'm going to the airport in all of my biggest items. I hope they don't look at me weird.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I was coming from Mexico when I did same thing. I was coming from Mexico and I was like late getting on the plane. Plus, I didn't have that paper they give you when you get there that you're supposed to bring back on the plane.
Don't give me papers.
Do not give me papers. I threw it away immediately. I didn't even listen. 100%. I was asleep when they made the announcement. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I did it. And then when I got home and I was like looking through my purse, like they didn't pull me aside or anything because I like cried when they said I couldn't get on the plane. So they eventually let me on the plane. When in doubt, always cry.
Cry.
If you can't make yourself cry, like fucking figure it out. Because if you want shit to work for you, you've got to cry in public.
Yeah.
But there. So anyways, I got home and I was like, it was a fat little baggie. And I said,
Oops. Yeah.
Whoo.
Yeah. That's a big oops. Well, I guess I'm in support of rule breaking as a whole. I think that there's a time and a place.
I wish I could give advice on rule breaking.
It's kind of a lifestyle.
It's kind of a lifestyle, and it has to be innate within you. 100%. I wish I could give advice on it, but it's like I can't tell you how to be a rule breaker and when and how to rule break.
Because
everyone has their things that they do.
Absolutely. And if you're a good rule breaker, you'll know when to and when not to. And exactly. I think that's my point of the high school thing is like, I learned when to. And also, I just, you know.
As I've gotten older as a rule breaker, I get caught less and less.
Yeah. Because you're better at it. That's experience.
That's tea.
And that's tea. Wow. Well, and this took some twists and turns, didn't it?
It did.
I have to bleep out some stuff.
Yeah. We'll have to bleep some stuff out.
Thanks, Connor. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Your hair looks great. I'm so excited. Much. We'll catch you next time, babes. Oh, wait. Follow on YouTube. Our YouTube subscriber list is actually pretty low.
It is. We need to get
that. We appreciate it because
up.
The Spotify numbers are good. But YouTube.
Get on the YouTube.
Maybe get on the YouTube.
Get on the YouTubes, in the words of my mother, YouTube. And then also Spotify, Instagram. You can follow us individually at Carobina, at Melissa Rich, _.
Rich Melissa. That's manifesting.
Aha. Uh-huh. And we love that. And then also TikTok.
One thing I was just going to say.
Say it. Just say it real now.
That I was going to say about my healer. About our last episode. If you listened last week, we were talking about manifesting and real DeLulu, whatever. This is what I think I was trying to get to. She said, when you have affirmations, you have these things that you're trying to make true in your life, you have to get in alignment with them, which is, I think, what you were saying when you write stuff out and you write whatever. You can't just be like, oh, I think that, or I believe this and blah, 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 because it'll actually make you kind of crazy and it'll make you like unwell inside.
You have to say it and then force yourself to mean it.
But you have to, no, I think the,
really?
You have to get yourself in alignment is her words and however way. I don't know if it's force yourself. I think it's like figure out what is going to make you believe it.
I like that.
Like you said, where you were like, I am an actress. I've been in this. I've been in this. You have to get yourself in alignment.
Prove it to yourself. Okay. Maybe I should go to this healer because I love my therapist.
She's amazing.
She dragged me yesterday in crazy ways. I was like, oh, cool, what's happening?
That's Do you know job. What she said That's to me? That's her job. That's her job.
Before we leave, my therapist said to me yesterday, I said, well, complaining about holiday. And I said, well, if I was single, then I could start an OnlyFans and then I'd be rich. And she goes, you don't know that that's going to pop off the way that you think it is. She goes, we're in a recession. I said, Aku, are you saying that my OnlyFans will fail? She's like, you don't understand. I'm hearing a lot of these thoughts from people that we are in a recession. Nobody's talking about it.
All
she's
the
like,
girlies
people keep, she's like, you know, people keep saying they want to like sell their feet pics. I hear that often. I said, well, I would sell my feet pics if I could sell them. But, you know, I've got fat, flat feet from my father. Thanks, Stellis. And she goes, well, there's a customer for every kind of foot. So I was like, so my OnlyFans won't hit, but my feet will?
That is...
Do I need the healer or not?
There's a few really good things about that, which is one, her dragging you. Two, that a lot of people are bringing up OnlyFans and therapy and using that as a solution.
Yeah.
And three, that she thinks your feet will do better than your body. That's crazy. Not that you don't have okay feet, but I'm like, the body's going to hit before the feet.
The body's going to hit before the feet. Come on.
Oh my God. All right, Connor's gonna kill us if we don't end.
Okay,
we love you guys.
Sorry, Connor. Bye.